FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let me get to my guest, Cassie Smedley, joining us this morning, press secretary with the RNC. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you know, I had so much to watch last night. I almost overheated my remote. I had the Cardinals game on where we were getting humiliated by the Nationals. I had the Democratic debate on where America was being humiliated by the people on the stage, or I could have watched ABC where Hunter Biden admitted his conflict of interest with his dad and his job in the Ukraine. What a night.
What a night. And I'm sorry to say for your Cardinals, I think for your purposes, the best TV really was the Hunter Biden interview.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
But I know we have the luxury. I was at the office watching, and we have four TVs in our office, so I was able to keep them all going. But that's the thing. The Hunter Biden interview absolutely didn't help the Biden team at all. I actually, hats off. I know we do a lot of nodding against the media when we talk, but hats off to Amy Robach for asking the questions, because as you pointed out, Anderson Cooper, when he brought it up, that great courageous moment that he actually brought it up to Joe Biden, he qualified it with saying, And by the way, we know none of this has been proven true. I mean, who gets that special treatment but Joe Biden, even when his son just finished giving an interview where he said, yeah, it probably wasn't the best use of judgment. And yeah, my dad and I did talk about it. And when we talked about it, he asked me if I knew what I was doing. And then he goes on to allow him to say, but, you know, my dad and I never really talked about it other than that one moment. But this is the problem. And we know that more than 3/4 of Americans believe that it should be investigated, that there's something there that looks funny. It was Peggy Noonan who said it this weekend. This is the type of swamp behavior that the American people just hate. And he confirmed that it was happening. And I think, as Joe Biden's brother said, you know, the family business is profiting off of Joe Biden. The name is the business. And that's the, whether or not anything improper happened per se, the look of it is what we hate about it. It shouldn't have been happening. And it's a problem that Joe Biden is never asked to account for it, because clearly this is something that he knows his family has been doing with his blessing for his entire political career.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Back to the debate last night, which I'm sure you were watching on another television there at RNC headquarters. Clearly, Elizabeth Warren was the target of a lot of the people on the stage last night because she's at the top of the polls in many of the recent polls. Is there anything she's not willing to give away to get elected, is my question. And she has no clue on how to pay for it or how to explain that to the American people.
That's right. I'm not sure how many additional agencies and programs we added to the list last night, but it seemed like every time she spoke, she'd say, well, that will be something that we need. That's something that we will create. And I give credit to those on the stage, Tulsi Gabbard chief among them, those who may not have another opportunity to be on stage, so they took their moment to try and get some answers out of her, particularly how we're going to pay for it. I love that Elizabeth Warren is the only thing that can make Democrats sound fiscally conservative, and only because they're trying to get her to admit that it is going to be an astronomical tax increase to pay for any of this, and she refuses to admit that. She's still trying to go out there and act like free means free when we know that's not the case, and it's really telling when your own Democrat counterparts are the ones that are fed up with your lies on that particular front. But Elizabeth Warren definitely was the front runner last night. There were moments where Bernie Sanders, you forgot if he was on stage or if he'd gone to take a bathroom break. He was out of it for a while.
And Biden looked old. I said it looked like he wandered out of an assisted living facility somewhere.
Well, you know, in each of these debates, it becomes clear of the persona that the media is trying to create about Joe Biden, and I think actually has created this cool with it, Joe Biden. And then you see the debates and you see that he really is a candidate from years past. And he didn't make it that far the last few attempts. And you remember why. He's just not clear on the issues. He's not crisp on his positions on the issues. And when he does get up there side by side with these folks that I think just have more energy and passion for the election. I may not agree with them, but
yeah,
he certainly doesn't look like he's really meant to be in it as Beto O'Rourke.
No, I would agree. And here's the worst news for Democrats out of last night. Let me play this.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
So the one woman in America who would be least likely to want the job of president in a hypothetical poll would be leading right now if she declared tomorrow that she was running for president. That's how desperate the Democrats are this election cycle.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you've got people like Hillary Clinton and Mike Bloomberg who clearly don't seem to be getting what they want out of this Democrat. You know, they have the largest stage of candidates ever, and yet you've got other folks on the outside saying, you know, maybe I should jump in. I don't know that we're going to get it from them. I think that tells you all you need to know about how concerned Democrats are about their candidate's ability to beat Donald Trump. But the dirty little secret here is it's not Donald Trump, it's what he has done. It's that he's going to go up there and talk about results.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't hear about in these debates. They absolutely refuse to give him a word of credit on the economy, so much so that they fabricate numbers to try and support their statements. And then, of course, they get fact-checked all night long. Even I saw a reporter who was no friend to Republicans last night saying, no, you really have to stop saying that Ohio has lost jobs. We have gained jobs.
Thank you.
So, right. So I think those are the moments that are really going to backfire when whoever gets across the stage from Donald Trump.
That's the truth. Cassie Smedley, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.